Melissa.
Joel?
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
This is Patty and Bill.
Hey, Patty and Bill. Welcome on the line.
We've been listening, but it's too late for Alice. She's just physically very, very much in need of rest, and now she knows she can have a safe rest tonight, so I don't think she would be on the line.
Okay, no, that's fine. yeah, Bill and Patty. Excuse me, is Bill on the line with you, Patty?
Yes.
Okay, great. Excuse me, Bill and Patty are one of our couples that used to be on the calls like every night for months, and you know, Bill was one of our men that needed to change as much as any other man that has ever been involved in this ministry. And he did, and then their marriage got healed, and they're doing wonderful, and they're actually teaching on marriage at their church. Is that you can share if you're still doing that, and they're doing some homeschooling some kids. So they're on some of the calls. They don't speak up like they used to, but they'll listen some. And they're just a great example of someone, a couple that needed to be on these group calls constantly for a while. But then they made it. They got through. They broke through into their healing, and they're enjoying their life. And, of course, their daughter Robin helped a whole bunch, too. So, yeah, Bill
sure
and Patty, can you guys share your story a little bit?
Oh, goodness. Well, where do we begin? 46 years of marriage at that time. Heard about Joel and Kathy's ministry. Robin was trying to coach me along the same lines, what you teach, before we ever met you. But Bill had no accountability, and he wasn't willing to listen to anyone until Joel and Kathy got involved, and they sort of, you know, confronted them. They confronted them and asked them to be accountable, or so to speak, or sort of put them in that mold. And at the time we went to the intensive, he was on a restraining order. We hadn't even seen each other or talked to each other for about 10 months at that time. And we went to intensive in two different rooms, two different cars, because we weren't really supposed to be together. And we heard some truth. Of course, he had the tapes, and I listened to I read the books and listened to the tapes, and it gave us a lot of insight into what Joel and Kathy teach. And I always felt like when I listened to those that I was validated for the first time ever. And I felt like if we could ever get him to listen to those, that he would see the pieces of the puzzle that were missing in his life that could make a happy life. And then we went to the intensive. We learned especially about being the source of life and strength. He never knew that I didn't have power, and I'd been working trying to be the power all these years because that was the dynamic of our marriage. But he learned that I didn't have any power unless he gave it to me, and he was a source of life and strength, and that was a big, big key. And we've had dips in the road. they haven't been very pleasant, and it feels like to a woman when a dip comes that it's the end of the earth. And he's rallied around and come back on track. And I really love it when he's being affectionate. I always giggle when he's trying to do the 20 kisses, 20 hugs, 20 compliments. I feel like a queen. And if he falls short of that, I feel like something's missing. But it's amazing some of the happy times we have had since all this came into being. I think we're 19 months, maybe even 20 months into it. I guess it's 19 months. So we've come a long way, and it's been a real blessing. And I know we've got a ways to go. And God is using us to help others. At times like that, I wish we knew more than we do. But we teach what we've learned and try to keep pressing on. I guess that's the summary. Do you have any questions?
I want to make one comment. One of the things that the stories we share, and I think is so funny, is when Bill called me one day on the men's call. And he says, Joel, she just isn't fair. She wants me to be on every one of these phone calls. And I think back then we had, what, four a week, couples calls? She wants me to be on all four couples calls late at night. Then she wants me on all three of these men's calls. This just isn't fair. That's too much. And I said, well, Bill, you're not working right now, are you? He's like, no. And I said, well, what else do you got to do? You know, that's not asking too much. Just be on all the phone calls if that's what your wife wants you to do. It's like, okay. And so that's a great story. And what was the other thing? And then back when, I was probably stirring up old memories, but he wanted to cook a hot dog or something, and you said to him, well, use the purified water. Was reverse osmosis water or something?
It's distilled. We made it
around. Oh, distilled water. Use distilled water. He's complaining. You know, she won't even let me cook a hot dog and do tap water. I got to use distilled water. I'm like, so, Bill, happy wife, happy life. Who cares? She wants you to be healthy. It's a compliment. She wants you to live longer. Cook your hot dogs in distilled water. Who cares? So that was the early days.
Yeah.
And, Bill, we're just thrilled that you made it past all that stuff, you know.
I don't know if he's unmuted or not. He's
okay. But, yeah, if anybody has any questions for Patty and Bill, that would be cool. Don't y'all speak at once now. we got no idea how many people are on the line right now. We're not on the computer, so.
Bill says his phone's about to die.
Okay. Well, tell Bill we said
hi. Hi. This is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Hello. Hi there. I just wanted to ask, I forgot the people's name that's on.
Bill and Patty.
Oh, yeah, Bill and Patty, hello. What do you teach at church? I mean, what are they, how are you approaching that? This is so essential, how are they asking you to teach there? Patty.
I'm not sure if teach is the word, it's probably more sharing.
We do
promote Joel and Kathy's books. We have some copies here ourselves, and we tell them about the website, and we, try to get them involved with the ministry as much as we can. When we get together, we try to let people share some of the situations they're having in their marriage and what has worked for us or what we've learned from Joel and Kathy. We have several people who are reading the books and are just amazed. Some people, like our precious friend Ira, he just jumped in completely and wanted to get involved in the ministry. Some other people are just kind of holding back, but they're reading and they're learning. And they're one lady we shared the book with, and she shared I think she got the tapes for her husband, and he made the changes, and I don't think he's ever been on one of the phone calls, and
wow.
Their life is quite different than it was before.
Wow.
And to me, that's amazing, because I mean, we're like having to pull teeth to get as far as we have, and her husband just jumped into it and decided he was going to do that. So you have everybody at different levels, but basically it's more of a sharing than a teaching, and
mm-hmm.
more of trying to get people involved in the ministry so they can be ministered to personally by Joel and Kathy and get right on the ground level.
That is great.
So you kind of you sit with them, or you just say we're gonna take any questions, or you kind of meet with them after church or something
because. We had like a fellowship, like a dinner. And, some of them want to meet with us one-on-one.
Oh.
We're not too sure that we're equipped for that, but we're just saying, God, use us however you want. We just want to, bless people the way we've been blessed. So we're just taking, you know, one step at a time the way God opens the doors.
Were you doing your dinners, Patty, like once a week, like a home fellowship group, or are you just doing it like whenever there was enough people that you wanted to pull together, you know, whether
well,
it was twice a week or once?
Well, it's more whenever there's enough people to pull together. Actually, they would like to do it more often, but we are very involved with our church. We pull together a pastor's prayer breakfast once a month. We do fellowship things. Our gift from God is hospitality. So we're involved a lot. We just moved into a new building, and, yeah, we have a home group every Wednesday night. It's not a marriage group, although we do talk about stuff like that sometimes, but it's a home fellowship group once a week. And we are so involved that sometimes the couples will come to us and, well, we have some right now. They're going, when? And we say,
aww,
as soon as we can find a square inch of, you know, calendar space. So we'd be doing it more than likely probably twice a month if we could.
Okay.
But sometimes it hasn't worked out that way.
All right.
Whatever the Lord wants, I'm sure he'll open those doors.
And there's been some adversity for you guys, too. I mean, they Bill and Patty have one of your sons or your son-in-law's that's a pastor that rejected the books. And,
yes.
And, you know, and, yeah.
And that has affected,
at his the same
son.
Church?
No, well, not anymore. We don't go there anymore.
Oh.
I've been going to a different church for about 3 years. Bill came on board about 2.5 years ago, I guess. And but yeah, it was not well received at all.
It was very disappointing for Patty, and then.
Yeah.
You know, it was a strong temptation to be hurtful to Bill because, you know, here he is coming out of being an abusive husband and having their, if I get any of this wrong, Patty, just correct my facts, you know, having a son-in-law, you know, that's a pastor come against
sure.
the books and, no, that's not right. And
oh,
he was from Rhema, wasn't he, a Rhema graduate?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
our pastor had just said that they were going to make us the family counselor for everybody. It's just a growing little church, you know, and but they did acquire this big building, and they're like, okay, you know, Sarah and John are going to be, and I thought, what? We just wanted to generate more talk because we just spoke that one time, and it got real quiet. We handed out some books, and we thought, well, it's a little too quiet. I'm getting nervous. I would just like to sit with, you know, offer. You know, did anyone want to have any questions or we didn't know how I thought we should do that because I don't feel how would we be counseling anybody? We're just starting here and, but you know, they're just trying to set up various people and I thought, oh my goodness,
well,
I wish there was more talk about the books we passed out and, you know, or the, what we talked, you know, we talked about Joel and Kathy.
The same thing happened with us too, first message we got from the pastor was, we want you to counsel the couples, and we believe God's called you to marriage ministry. And we talked about that, and I called the secretary back, and I said, I think you better tell the pastor that we don't think we're ready for that.
So
we found that since our gift is hospitality and we like to bless people and we love to have people over, that we could do a regular meeting, and those who want to come can come, and we'll have a nice meal, and we'll talk about the situations they're dealing with. We actually had the first meeting, we had two men here whose wives had left them, as well as the couple, and it was very enlightening to everyone, I think, very successful, and people are all the time saying, when? And I don't know how busy our life is, I guess, at church.
Well, thank you so much. I just wondered how that developed because that was a big leap for them to say that. And I thought, well, wait a minute. We'd like to generate more talk on Joel and Kathy's books, you know.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. I guess we could maybe bring that up, you know, if there was some avenue to get together and if someone has questions from the book.
Yes. Even if you don't go to all the trouble to have a dinner, we love to do stuff like that, but just over for refreshments, you know, cake or something, or and coffee or whatever, and just it's nice to brainstorm about marriage, you know.
Oh, okay, that's a way to say it. That's good.
Yeah. So cool. You know, people that get touched by us, they end up with this anointing on their life to help other couples, and people pick up on it. And people will come out of the woodwork and start asking you about marriage, and you're going like, wait a minute, we're still trying to get our own marriage together, and you're asking us to help you. One of our couples, I can't remember the name on the forum, but they're official family pastors at their church now. And, I mean, two years ago, they were ready to get divorced. They hadn't lived together in a year and a half. And and what was funny, and they're big. Their father, his father is a pastor of one of the very large Word of Faith churches, and he's like one of the top probably 15 names in Word of Faith, his dad is. But anyway, him and his wife, they were separated for like a year and a half, and it was before they came to our intensive. They had our books, and we did a private session with them on the phone before their intensive. And he says, we talked just to him at first, and maybe both of them on the phone at the same time. I don't remember which, but anyway, I remember sitting on the back porch of the house here, and we're talking to him. And he says, we got this issue, this situation. He says, and we have been to like probably 8 different counselors, and we've had different pastors, and nobody can tell us, nobody can give us any solution about this whole thing. And he says, he starts describing this situation where she bought this condo and he has a house and needs an office for the ministry and some other piece of property involved in this condo. If she needs to get the loan for the condo, but the only way she can get it is if his name is on the condo, and what if they end up getting divorced? And I'm like, well, that's simple. He says, what do you mean that's simple? He says, we've been to 8 counselors, and we've been to, you know, like half a dozen pastors, and nobody can come up with a solution for us. I said, no, this is extremely simple. I said, you buy the house, you sign for the house, and you just take the attitude that, well, if we get divorced, this is the least I owe her for putting her through the hell I put my wife through when we, you know, in our marriage, is to help her pay for this condo for the rest of her life. No big deal, you know, until it's paid off. And he went, he was quiet for a minute. He says, you're absolutely right. That's amazing.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yeah. He says, you guys are amazing. He says, in less than 20 minutes on the phone with you guys, you just gave me the answer that nobody else could give me. And I said, exactly. And that was the beginning. And then, of course, they came to an intensive, and they're back together and living happily ever after. And you know, how we talk about when a man changes, a wife will deal with her issues. Well, you know, his wife was having pain when they made love, and like being really irritable and didn't want to have sex. And she went to a few doctors and found some particular type of hormone therapy. And I tell you what, she contacted us and she said, Joel and Kathy, it's like I'm a changed woman. I love having sex and there's no more pain, and I'm not irritable all the time. And so she put it on the private women's section. We asked her if she'd go on there and post it, and whatever it was called. And so that's on there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just living happily ever after. And they're just about 3 months ago, the pastor of their church asked them to be the on staff as family church pastors or whatever, the family pastors. Isn't that awesome?
That is something. We knew we'd be quickened in these days, but we didn't realize we feel like we're overtaken. Well, how does it go? The horses are overtaken. No, the harvester is overtaken by the planters.
Exactly. Yeah, the sowers are over the harp. Yeah, whatever it is. The sowers are overtaken. Yeah. The harvesters, whatever it is. Yeah, it's a good scripture. It's a somewhere in Habakkuk, I think, or something. Well, that's cool.
So I just got this thing in the mail. I just thought they have these conferences in our state, and it was saying that how women have no out, that they have to stay in their marriages even if the man is addicted. The only reason that she has to give up and sacrifice, so that it was totally the flip of what Joel and Kathy, you teach. And John was just laughing. He was like, oh, my goodness. You know, we're all enlightened now. Oh, that's so wrong. I mean, they were telling her that she has no way out unless, of course, there's violence or adultery. And it has to be a couple times adultery, not one time. She cannot. Yeah. She has to endure and see how God changes her and sacrifice for her husband because, and then hoping that he will one day maybe turn around, and if he doesn't, that's just what she's been given to be a helpmate to. And we were laughing because we thought, oh, that's exactly how our state is. It just, I don't know, they just really promote that they have it, they just flip the scriptures.
Oh, yeah.
That the woman has to sacrifice.
Yeah, a woman has to lay her life down for her husband. Is that an organization that mailed that out, or a church?
Oh, yes, and No Greater Joy or whatever.
Oh, lovely, yeah, No Greater Joy, yeah. That's, yeah, the people that did the Born to Be His Helpmate, right?
Joel?
Yes, it was just very strong-armed.
This is Patty.
Yes.
You know, it was 46 years when we met you. We're actually 48 going into 49 now. And that's exactly what I did, what she was just talking about. And it got us nowhere. It got us into violence, and he was involved in adultery. And, I mean, it was just big mess. And it just got worse and worse. And I don't even know how we survived except by the grace of God until we could get some help that was good. Because we'd been to marriage seminars and all, I mean, nothing worked. So this information is definitely enlightening and true.
Amen.
And works.
Amen.
I'm sorry, it wasn't that one. That one is pretty bad, but it's Above Rubies. They have these, it says how to married to an addict.
Mm-hmm.
The lessons this woman learned for 10 years. And I thought, this is horrendous what they're telling, what she's saying, that when they got married, her husband was in the they had what was it? They at first, when they got married, they were baptized and they got married in the church and they were very active. She says, and then when she had her two-year-old little girl, her husband turned back to his old ways of drinking and taking drugs. And then she said, the scriptures make it clear that the wife should dwell with her husband because he may be won back to God by her example. Divorce is not an option unless one's mate is adulterous or violent. It's now 8 years later, and my husband is still in the trap of addictions, but God has given me the grace to cope.
That is horrible.
It's horrible. She goes,
horrible.
Yes. And then she tells what wonderful lessons she learned about cope.
Doing having a ministry. She hasn't gotten a miracle. Her husband's not turned around. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's craziness. That is just crazy.
She said, I've learned that an addicted man is in a desperate condition. His brain is diseased. His willpower is weakened. He has no power over himself, and his appetite is uncontrollable. He cannot be reasoned with or persuaded to deny himself.
It's amazing how fast those addicted men will get off their butts and quit their addictions when the wife kicks them out and files divorce. It is amazing how fast those men will get out of their addictions.
They wake up.
We've got a man coming to our intensive this week, him and his wife coming from Jacksonville, and he was alcohol, you know, and just for years alcohol. Well, 3 or 4 months ago, she informed him she's done with him, she's divorcing him, and all of a sudden, he magically has not drunk for 4 months. Couldn't quit before, but all of a sudden, magically, has not had a single drink for 4 months. Didn't need
the
one.
The price was way bigger than he wanted to pay.
Yeah, he didn't
the price
need
that his liquor cost. Yeah,
that's it. He didn't need Alcoholics Anonymous. He didn't need those 12-step programs. All he needed was his wife to stand up and say no.
Make him uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So praise God. Well, is your knight John? Is he giving you hugs, smiles, and kisses? And being loving.
He's actually doing very well.
That is fabulous.
He is fabulous, really.
Sarah said John is
I think
fabulous.
I have my miracle. Tell you the tell the truth.
Kathy and I are like wow.
Well, I knew he was an A student. I just didn't have it applied to me.
Wow. She said she knew he was an A student. She just didn't have it applied to her. And now he's applying it to you, huh?
Wow. Oh, yes.
That is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I'm having a little hard time not being standoffish.
She's had a hard time.
I'm laughing because, I don't want to make it too easy on them, you know.
Oh, that's all right. Now, go ahead and jump up and down for joy a little bit. And
yeah,
all
nice.
That
yeah.
good stuff. That's great. You're allowed to be happy, you know. Your husband's
yeah.
great. You're allowed to be happy. And, you know, I asked him a couple weeks ago. He called or I called him or something, or he's on a men's call. I don't remember. And I said, so, how you doing on hugs, smiles, kisses? Oh, pretty good. I said, how you doing on initiating love making? He said, we're making love about once a week. I said, now, you know, takes more than once a week to be happy. He says, well, you know, so he says, I think that Sarah's kind of happy with once a week too. I said, well, you tell her, Joel and Kathy says, gotta have more love making than once a week. And because of course he used to not initiate, you know, for months on end, if I remember correctly. And so mm-hmm. I said, so you're doing good initiating once a week. I said, just gotta initiate more now.
Yeah, I'm laughing because he's lurking all the time.
Good, he's lurking.
You know, he's just lurking
time.
Everywhere.
Oh, that's great. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. But it's so nice to hear you laugh and a smile on your
oh,
face.
Oh, yes, it's awesome. Great.
She says, yes, it's great. This is wonderful.
It.
And what are the kids thinking about this? Are they the kids seeming to pick up on this in the air?
They think it's gross.
They think it's gross.
No, they like it, you know, obviously, but they're just, like, they're pretending they don't want to hear or see, and I thought, well, you can tell that they're very more settled and looking for us everywhere in the house. So, you know, they want to, it's very nice.
It's very nice.
They just really seem settled.
They seem really settled, and the kids kind of, like, look around for them in the house, and
mm-hmm.
You know, they act like they don't like it, but you know they love it.
Oh, yeah.
They want more family time. It's kind of like, oh, this is they. You can tell they want more. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sarah, this is really.
This is amazing.
This is the best report ever since we've known you guys, and the happy. You know, you have happy and laughing.
Sounds good.
That is so wonderful. Wow.
I did have a little bout with him, but he was just so precious. He was right here saying, how could I, you know, what did I do? I know I throw a lot of garbage at him, but he really sits through it and he tries to get, I said, you know, you really didn't apologize and give, you know, we didn't get anything from that one scene that happened when we were skiing.
Yeah.
And he... Yeah, so he sat and said, he's been doing that as a rule, which is, you know, very manly. So, yeah, and then he's been thoroughly trying to do the apology that I need.
Wow.
So.
That is wonderful.
That's
and you
helpful.
Said it's very manly. You were describing him sitting and listening to you when you need to tell him how you feel. Is that what you were saying is very manly?
Right, because it gets kind of rough. I mean, I'm not very, I'm just real plain.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to be really thorough because I said, I want to be with a man, not a kid.
Exactly.
And, well, it's extremely attractive.
It is extremely attractive, isn't it? That is so cool. All right, you men out
it
there,
is.
You're listening to this, that, you know, it is very manly for you to be able to let your wife talk to you and tell you how she feels. And it's very attractive to a woman. That is so cool, Sarah. Well, you just made our night. You
yes,
just,
you did.
Thank you. You yeah. made my life.
No, made
my future here. I just took out a prophetic word, and I was alarmed. I thought I'd play it for John. I said, do you remember Kathy and Joel's prophetic word? Oh, my goodness. It was like, you'll be talking to couples – trying to help them with their marriages, and I thought, where did this come from in 2004? I just pull out. I have
her, that they would be helping couples, and she's pulled that prophecy out.
Amen.
Wow.
Yeah, that we care about their homes that are hurting, you know, and I thought, oh, when a person gets a word like that, I'd say run the other way, you know.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that is just absolutely fabulous. And Sarah and John are one of our couples that came to a second intensive. They actually were at our second intensive we ever had way back in over 3 years ago. And then, well, actually, John just came back himself here, what?
A couple months ago.
Yeah.
Two, three, 4, or 5 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. Well, we have to get you back up, the two of you back up here together sometime.
Oh, we'd love to. He had a dream in 2006 where he was in a boat on water, and it was like the, do you have an orange for your state or something, or a peach?
Orange is like, you know, Florida orange, whatever.
On the license plate or something, he saw that symbolism, and I told him right then, I said, oh, that's Florida. And he says, oh, well, it had something to do with Fabulous with Anne, or Fabulous with Sarah when it was done, or it was kind of like we were racing on a motorboat, or he was, and there was a city on one side, and it had something to do with intimacy with me, because that was the end of the dream. And when it, it was located in Florida. I says, I don't know what that is, but something about our marriage in Florida is some kind of turnaround for you. Because
he was
driving the motorboat.
That's so cool. Yeah, and he has to be the one driving the motorboat, so that is so cool.
Yeah.
And a motorboat is really like active, you know, action and exciting. And
stuff. It's like a ski boat. A ski boat was real fast with the wind blowing,
And it's so cool. Isn't it nice to know you're right smack dab in the middle of God's will?
It's rough getting here, but I'm glad.
You're glad to get there. It's like when you see a prophetic word come true and you go, oh, God saw this day. We are right where we're supposed to be, you know?
Oh, I know. He just dreamt, too. He says, what do you think this means? I dreamt I was looking for a car, and like a new one. And I said, oh, please, that's so simple. You're looking for a ministry.
That's great. That is so cool.
I mean, a car means, your personal ministry. It's like I was looking for a new one, and I thought, it's right in front of your nose.
Absolutely. Yeah, most definitely. New life, new ministry, and so you guys can start, you know, like helping on the call some and helping on the forum some, and before you know it, y'all could be doing your own phone call, and awesome. But we'll let you guys, you know, enjoy just being lovebirds for, you know, a little bit more.
Yeah, we need to. We have to have experience.
Yeah, I got to have experience being lovebirds, absolutely. Well, that has been neat. Well, that sure makes our night.
Well, thank God I can't get pregnant.
She says, thank God I can't get pregnant. It's funny. Kathy and I laugh about her getting pregnant. I just got her tubes tied. She told the doctor, I want my tubes tied, burned, snipped, clipped, with a lawsuit. She'll get pregnant again. So now we were like, oh, maybe you'll get pregnant and have a little girl. We'll call her Shekinah Jr.
Precious.
Well,
grandkids are coming for you, too, eventually, someday.
That's right. So. Well, praise God, everybody. Well, you folks have heard a couple testimonies, even from Bill and Patty and Sarah now, them having their happy life just break forth like a new day, like a new dawn. That's beautiful. So these are a couple really wonderful testimonies to end this call on tonight. Well, everybody, Sarah, thanks so much for coming on. Bill and Patty, thank you so much for coming on. And everybody have an absolute blessed night. And 9 p.m. tomorrow night is Kathy's mother-in-law for the first hour on positive living and mental attitude and things. And then 10 o'clock tomorrow night is Mike and Annalia. Everybody be blessed.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Sir.
Thank you. God bless.
Good night.
Night, everyone.
This conference is no longer being recorded.